Okay, recording 11 today. We are on the third day of this beautiful Om Sanctuary retreat in Asheville, North Carolina. Right, so to prepare to offer kinetics, which should last no more than 44 minutes. Many sessions can be as short as 15 to 20 minutes. This is good for many, many, many conditions, psychological, definitely emotional, as well as physical. You don't have to ask the client about prior injuries, traumas, surgeries, etc. They'll most likely tell you afterwards in your post-treatment conversation. So main thing first is for facilitators, center yourself, take a deep breath, keep your chakras open, and invite an archangel into your body from the backside. Literally, they're going to step into your field and use your arms and your hands to conduct this deep emotional purging technique. It is designed to address the blind spot, the very hard to get to layer for healing, or as we say, for transformation. So generally how we start is extend your arms towards the head and the feet. And then begin to scoop towards the solar plexus above the midline. Make sure you're above, right on the midline of the body, going vertically. That will have the most effect. And you're going to scoop towards the solar plexus like you're scooping. You're helping the energy, you're directing the energy or suggesting that the energy go in figure eight flows and meeting over the solar plexus. The solar plexus represents the emotional center of release. If you feel a person's chakra is not open or that center is not open, just gently whisper into the ear, okay, you now have permission to open up your solar plexus so you can begin to release the repressed or hidden unconscious emotional energies. You don't have to know what's coming up and out for release. Keep your fingers together so that the air does not pass through your hands when you're scooping. The slower you do the scooping, the more effective it is. Although, occasionally, you may be directed from your archangel to do rapid scooping. But generally, scooping is very slow and deliberate. If you pick up anything in your hands, gently shake off. If your hands become numb, it either means you're doing too much scooping at one time, or you've picked up some of their energy, in which case you'll gently shake off. The energy is being released through the volcanic symbology of a volcano releasing its energy through an eruption. That energy being released will dissipate into the air immediately. It will be recycled back to source, so it does not stay in the room. Recipients may feel pressure in their spine and their backside, in which case they will just simply breathe. Recipients just allow, go into the space of allowance. So generally, one facilitator will scoop at one time. The other facilitator will be holding space in a state of meditation, which for many clients is very important. Remember that many people do not feel safe in the world. And to create a safe space, a haven for healing, for your client is very much needed and will be respected. You may also scoop diagonally from left foot to right shoulder, that angle, or right ankle to left shoulder. So do scooping for about 3 minutes and then pause. Because doing too much scooping at one time may cause a little dizziness with your client or a little nauseousness. So when you are pausing, you can scan the body without intruding into their space. Just notice what you notice as far as temperature, coolness, hotness, color tones, any dark areas. This kinetics is also very effective in releasing unconscious cords, attachments, implants, curses. It helps to release energies that have been picked up from the environment and other people. If your hands instinctively tell you to scoop in a certain area, we'll call that mini scooping, like over any joint area, the chest, the pelvic area, the heart, the face, the ears, the brain, then allow yourself to be guided to mini scoop. If you sense, or you can ask your angel, are there any areas of the body that's leaking energy? And if you get guided to certain energies, just put the palms of your hands very lightly, angel touch, on that area for about 10 seconds. Then it will begin to automatically seal up. You don't want any energy leaving the body in this particular technique. Sometimes people carry deep unconscious emotional pain in their eyeballs. You can scoop over the eyes, one eyeball at a time. You can help clear sinus congestion, scooping over the nose and the sinus cavity. Chronic headaches, scoop to one side maybe, or maybe the frontal lobe or the pineal gland. The solar plexus area is above the belly button. It's just below the rib cage in the midline. Sometimes people carry deep, deep trauma in their neck. You can scoop over the neck. If you sense the energies just are not moving within the client, pause, go into pause mode, and ask the Archangel for guidance. Rule of thumb is, if you do not know what to do, pause and ask the angel for guidance. And if you still don't get an answer, just stay in pause mode until you get direction to proceed. Remembering, ideal time for this session is 44 minutes. Mini sessions can be 15 or 20 minutes. So actually, the way to tell if you need to keep scooping is to go into pause mode and scan and see if the figure eight flow is moving. If it's moving, you don't need to scoop anymore unless the figure eight flow stops. Pay attention to how they're breathing. Kriyas are the result of deep release. Yawning, same thing. Twitching is a release, but perhaps not full release. Hot and cold. Tingling sensations, unexpected pain coming up in the body. All natural effects of this work. Rapid eye movement. Sweating, perspiration. That is another normal effect of this work. So remember, any physical touch to the body is an angel touch. It's a touch of blessing. It's the power of grace in your hands. Okay, switch facilitators. Recipients, you might have a lot of visuals, flashbacks, epiphanies, journey into deep space. You may just zone out, not remember anything. Occasionally, your consciousness may be directed into the earth. For an earth visit, inner earth visit. Again, this is very effective for releasing cords, hexes, spells, curses, entity attachments. If you feel that a person is needing an entity release, you may call in Mother Mary or Yeshua or Archangel Michael or Saint Germain. This automatically helps to align the soul and the body. You will know when you are finished because the energy will just stop and the archangel will back out of your body. In which case, then you go into a state of meditation, give gratitude and thanks, and ask for any guidance to share with the client. Words of wisdom, feedback. So when you are finished, you can whisper into your client's ear softly. Take several deep breaths. with the knowing and understanding that you are going to initiate the integration level of this work, which may encompass a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, maybe several months, maybe a year. But it will be rapid. Embodiment of this healing. And you always have your client drink some water, at least 4 ounces after a session. Then make sure you wash your hands in cold water. And again, if you feel any buildup of energy in your hands, you gently shake off. Okay, so you can quietly share in your group, and we'll call you back into group circle in about 7 minutes. Thank you.